good route. He gives a little nod. McCollum's expecting the ball to be thrown out to the boundary.
Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, Lamar Jackson put on a show last night, Monday Night Football. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 41-31. That over of 51.5 blasted through that.
Cleared through that
72
one.
Points in Monday Night Football.
Scoring's back.
Well, one of the games. The other game was not. I watched. I had two screens going. I watched the Cardinals Chargers game.
I did not. I took peeks at this game on my phone because I had family stuff to deal not deal with, but to take care of.
Jeez Louise. 17-15 was the Chargers. Five field goals for LA.
Hard pass.
Look,
I know they have all
of the points were on ESPN.
But my God, that offense is so anemic.
Not between like the 20 and the 50. They cross the 50 and you go, what happened? Why can't you move the ball anymore? Herbert has no receivers. The interior of that offensive line is god-awful.
Yes.
God-awful.
Like, we can acknowledge
guard,
all the shortcomings.
Guard, center, guard.
But also
terrible.
Go.
Terrible.
Wow.
How? Are they that bad?
Yeah.
They have no receivers.
Well, I mean, this is like...
Boy, if only they had somebody like Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
I don't know.
I don't know if Mike Williams is going to help anything. I don't know if you've seen him.
Keenan's pretty cooked.
Yep. Well, it was good they got off those guys, but they have no replacements yet. They've got interior offensive line issues, lack of weapons. Herbert is running around throwing for 350, and I don't know how he got to 350 yards. That was the weirdest 349-yard game I've ever seen in my life. But all of the points were actually on television, not on ESPN+, between the Ravens and the Buccaneers. Lamar Jackson put on a damn show. 17 of 22, 281, 5 tutties, no interceptions. A near perfect quarterback rating. Was it 158.3, I believe, is the perfect quarterback rating? He was 158.1.
Mm-hmm. Coward.
He had just as many touchdowns as incompletions. Five.
Those are good days.
Five.
Those are good days.
The guy who can't throw the ball is throwing the ball all over the field right now. And I think that's the most impressive part about what we're seeing from Lamar Jackson. He's throwing the ball in the middle of the field. He is throwing the ball to the outside. Are they manufacturing easy throws for him? Absolutely. Yeah. But Derrick Henry being his running back has opened up everything that Lamar Jackson does well.
Yeah, it turns out when you have eight sets of eyes on your running back every play.
I don't know. I'm not going to take that. I believe, like, Lamar Jackson is a really good quarterback.
He is improved. There's no doubt about it.
He is absolutely, I mean, he had his best game I've ever seen him play.
I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm saying this is what, when you take a good quarterback who's improved to great, because the question, my question with Lamar, what was it, 2 years ago, was always, can he strike downfield consistently, and can he work the middle? Yeah, and can you work the middle of the field consistently?
Yeah,
and he, number one, last 2 years has gotten significantly better about pushing the ball down the field consistently with accuracy, and he's improved over the middle of the field. And then you add Derrick Henry to that mix, and all of a sudden he becomes an absolute world beater.
I think what we're seeing is what Derrick Henry can be with a competent quarterback. I will flip what you said. I will flip that on its head and say what Derrick Henry is capable of doing now. I mean, we always knew Tractacito season is heating up, right? Yeah. This is the time, end of October, into the late stage of the season.
Down.
He becomes an absolute monster. Mm-hmm. He is on pace this year for 2,120 yards. Mm-hmm. And 19 touchdowns. Yeah.
And they're currently on pace for the second best rushing offense in NFL history.
And a lot of that, Derrick Henry, dude. Mm-hmm. But so is Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. And like the runs that Lamar is able to pop off with having Derrick Henry in the backfield is unbelievable. He's already 7 games this season. Derrick Henry's at 873 rushing yards. He's averaging 6.5 yards a carry. And I think that with the way that Lamar Jackson is playing, it is leading Derrick Henry to having more of those, not just the explosive runs, but the productive runs between tackles, right? Because when you have Lamar, you can't account for four of your defenders to just key on Derrick Henry in the backfield. Number 22 is going to make his impact felt. And that 81-yard touchdown run he had, I know he said he's slow and he needs to work on his speed. That dude is as explosive as ever before. He should be on that carry threshold, right? Where guys start going downhill in their career.
We've thought about that for the last 3 years.
It's unreal what he is doing.
Turns out, being 6'4" and 260 pounds, you wear on people more than they wear on you.
Mutant. A mutant.
The insane thing about Derrick Henry, to me this year, is not that he's finally with a functional offense.
Yeah.
It's how many 60-plus yard runs he's broken off. And you see him pulling away. It's just like, wait, what? This is a guy, like, if you were like, what was Derrick Henry's longest run? And if you didn't know, you'd probably be like, he probably broke a 60-yarder here or there. It's like, no, he has a 99-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 90-plus yard touchdown. Oh, no, it was 87 this year, right? The big one that he broke?
Yeah, I thought it was 90.
I thought it was too, but maybe it was just under 90.
87. Yeah, it is 87.
Yeah. And I think he's broken off two more 80-yarders and I think three 60-yarders this year, if I'm remembering right. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing when you, like, the freak, you know, the Alvin Kamaras get an open space and you know, in their prime and take off. Reggie Bush takes off. Bijan. Like, those are the kind of guys you think, like, get in space, make a guy miss, and they're off to the races. This is, like, sometimes the biggest guy on the field, not in the trenches, pulling away from DBs. And you're just like, how do you deal with this? How do you load the box accordingly in the new style NFL defenses where your linebackers aren't 260 pounds anymore? I would be actually really interested, and I'm sure somebody's already done this, if you went and looked at the size, the height, and weight of linebackers now versus 15 years ago. Because if you look at Derrick Henry, he's the same size as Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're dealing with.
It's not fair that he is so huge and massive and that fast.
Yes, and like, but you take a look at there's a lot of strong safeties that have moved up to linebacker, and you've got these guys that are 225, 230 that, you know, you're quote unquote loading the box, or you've got the extra DB, or you go six DBs, and all of a sudden you just see these little guys that are just bouncing off, and the style and contrast that Derrick Henry has with being able to pummel these defenses that aren't built to stop a man like him, while also having the finesse and evasiveness of a Lamar Jackson, not only in the running game, but the passing game. It's one of the starkest contrasts I think we've ever had in NFL history.
Derrick Henry is 6'2", 247 pounds.
He's bigger than that.
Well, that's what he's listed at. Yeah. The average NFL linebacker is 244 pounds.
Yeah, there you go.
In 2013, there were only 19 linebackers under 240. In 2023, there are 40.
Yeah, there it is.
Linebackers.
There it is.
Under 240 pounds.
They're all 225, 230.
The NFL draft class of linebackers is the second lightest in the last decade.
Yeah. They're all light in the cheeks, man.
Yeah. So that, to your point, true. Also, counterpoint to what Derrick Henry said of him being slow AF on that 81-yard run, he was clocked at a top speed of 21.72 miles per hour, which is the fifth fastest of any ball carrier in the NFL this season.
Uh-huh.
The man who ran him down, Zion McCollum, hit a top speed of 21.85 miles per hour.
Good Lord.
To save the touchdown. And that's the part about Derrick Henry that makes him so terrifying is that, so Zion McCollum hits 21.85. Usually what Henry does is he stiff arms you or he runs off that tackle, because if you are fast enough to catch him, you are not big enough to take him down. And
Josh Norman.
Well, shout out to using the sideline as a defender too, and just being like, we're going to pinch him. He is a freak.
Because once he squares, you're done.
Done.
The second he squares and plants that left leg, if he's going off that left tackle and he gets upfield, pray.
That was a heck of a football game. Lamar, He played out of this world. Mm-hmm. And when you think about how the other great quarterbacks in the NFL are playing right now, could we see another MVP year for Lamar Jackson? Mahomes is statistically having a down year. Josh Allen is having a very good year. It's not Lamar Jackson right now. Aaron Rodgers isn't that guy right now. Who is pushing Lamar Jackson right now, as you head into week 8 of the NFL season, almost a midway point for the MVP? I mean, Lamar Jackson is playing incredible football right now. Their defense is not
so weird because you're so used to the Ravens being good on defense, and they're not even good and that great on defense, and they're not even good. They're a bad defense.
Well, you think of they gave up 31 points, you could be like, that's an aberration, that's an anomaly. They're averaging 25 points a game allowed.
Yeah, no, they're getting carved. Like, this is barely a bend don't break defense. Barely. And the only reason I think they're mildly successful in that is because their offense has become so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Realistically, because they just continually find themselves in shootouts. And it's such a strange contrast, because that front office and everything they've done, it's the same. It doesn't matter who's actually running things. Stylistically, organizationally, how they have been built has been the same. Can you see why this defense is the way that it is? It doesn't make sense.
Well, yes, they no longer have one really good defender on that defense. I mean, and he's now playing in Philly, Patrick Queen.
Yeah.
He's really dang good.
I guess Roquan Smith can't do everything.
And their defensive coordinator is now the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
That's fair.
I mean, they had some turnover.
You just look at their roster, though, defensively, and you're just like, this should be a better team.
Yeah, well,
it just, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I think
that's the one thing, though, that you sit there and you say they're 5-2 right now, they're winning in shootouts. If that defense comes back around,
then they're scary.
Then they are Super Bowl favorite. Yeah. They are a Super Bowl favorite.